Good morning, we're continuing Chayyadim Klamam Gimel, and we're learning Siman Vav. Siman Vav deals with what is known as appetizers, and what is the halachic status of appetizers. So here you're eating a fruit at the beginning of the meal, and you're eating it not for the purpose of satiation, but you're eating as one of the courses of the meal, or even if you are eating it for the purpose of satiation, we said that that fruit during the meal, which you eat for the purpose of to satisfy yourself, if it's not the only course, you would have to eat it with bread at the beginning and the end. Otherwise, it's considered separate from the meal and you'd have to make it its own bracha. But he's eating it for a new reason, which is to come and to facilitate eating. So maybe that should have a different status than eating fruit as one of the courses. So again, if you eat fruit is one of many courses, so we said you have to eat it with bread, the first bite and the last bite, and then the combination of the fact that that's your intent, plus you've done an action to indicate that's your intent, then there's no need for a bracha. But what's the status of an appetizer? So the Chayyadim says like this, Ha'ochol limuns, limonim, which is lemons, with maluchim, which are salted. So they would so that means a pickle. They would have pickled lemons. Okay? So they have a combination of a sour flavor and a salty flavor. So the reason why people eat those things is it actually whets your appetite. The body reacts to these flavors, and it starts the digestive juices of the person going. So a person salivates, causes him to salivate, and a person eats more when he's salivating. And therefore, one does not need to make a bracha on these foods, because since they are coming to facilitate the meal, they are considered a tuffle and part of the meal. And this applies not only to foods but to drinks as well. If it's something which is coming for the purpose of lahamshik taibas amaychol, there is no need to make a bracha rishona on it, because it's considered a tuffle and part of the meal. A person drinks yash. Yash is an abbreviation for the words yayin sarov. Yayin sarov is the way the person referred to whiskey. So a person takes a little bit during the meal. It's there to wet the person's appetite. And therefore, it's included in the suda, and will not need a bracha. Let's just finish off the simon, and we have to clarify a few points. Nearly the afshar to huad and ugarkis, cucumbers as well. So she's referring to pickles, maluchim. So you pickled your cucumbers, and now they have a salty flavor. So maybe that's also called the Chayyadim says that that possibly we would include pickles in this idea that they're coming to help with the appetite, and therefore they do not need a bracha. So if a person is eating pickles because he's hungry and he wants to eat the pickles to satiate himself, so that would go under the klal we said before, eating a vegetable or a fruit during the meal, which is not the derech lafis as a pas, but you're eating it as one of the courses of the meal. So it would really require that the person should eat the first and last bite together with the bread. Otherwise, the person needs to make a bracha on it. So theoretically, that should apply to pickles as well. So a person does not usually eat them as an accompaniment to bread. They're a standalone food in a certain sense. But if you make the meal just out of that, the person washes and he has bread and pickles. So that's like the case that we had in Simon Hay, where he mentioned ugurkas. That's the only food there in the meal. You just have to eat the first bite with bread. But if you don't eat even the first bite with bread, it seems to be you make a bracha on it. If it's one of many courses, you'd have to eat the first and last bite. So that's more common for us. Person washes and they have some pickles. And so you go to a chasna, person washes, and while he's waiting, he eats some pickles. So that's one of many courses. And you would eat the first and last bite together with bread. But he's saying in a situation that we could argue now that it's coming as an appetizer, so there's no need to make a bracha, because its purpose is to whet your appetite. Now, so we need to clarify two points over here, which we'll talk about as Hashem in the next year. One is, what about foods which are not salty? Is just because we call it in English an appetizer, does that mean it's really an appetizer? Or is there a specific nature of certain foods which tend to be ma'ar achila more than other foods? And second of all, he throws in the question of making a bracha on whiskey. And he says that you don't make a bracha on whiskey because it's an appetizer. We sort of assume that you don't make a bracha on whiskey because it's a drink, and you don't make brachas on drinks during the meal. So you need to measure what the status of drinking during the meal is. So both those points need to be clarified. And meanwhile, have a good day.